Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are in class with Joseph. Lessons in God's Plan. In this session, we'll be looking at Genesis chapter 40, verses 1 to 23. The unexpected path of God's plan. Let's read that chapter. Beginning with verse 1. It came to pass after these things that the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief butler and the chief baker. So he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, in the prison, the place where Joseph was confined. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them. So they were in custody for a while. And then the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, had a dream. Both of them. Each man's dream in one night, and each man's dream with its own interpretation. And Joseph came into them in the morning and looked at them and saw that they were sad. So he asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him in the custody of the Lord's house, saying, "Why do you look so sad today?" And they said to him, "We each have had a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." So Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell them to me, please." Then the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "Behold, in my dream, a vine was brought before me. And in the vine were three branches. It was as though it budded. Its blossoms shot forth, and its clusters brought forth ripe grapes. Then Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand." And Joseph said to him, "This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Now within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your place. And you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand according to the former manner when you were his butler. But remember me when it is well with you, and please show kindness to me. Make mention of me to Pharaoh, and get me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews, and also I have done nothing here that they should put me into the dungeon." When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, "I also was in my dream, and there were three white baskets on my head. In the uppermost basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, and the birds ate them out of the basket on my head." And so Joseph answered and said, "This is the interpretation of it. The three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh from you." Now it came to pass on the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. Then he restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hands. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. The path of God's plan takes some unexpected turns along the way. Just think of Moses, David, Paul, and Joseph. What was Joseph's vision? Future leadership. What did Joseph experience? Slavery and prison. What in the world was God doing with his faithful servant? God was showing his ways. A pattern. A principle that is clearly revealed in Scripture. Birth of a vision. And then death of the vision. And then God's ultimate fulfillment of that vision. Abraham, vision of a great nation. But his wife was barren, and he was getting too old. And then he received a son in his old age. The disciples, vision of a kingdom. Then the death of Jesus. And the followers were persecuted. But then Jesus was resurrected. Joseph, vision of a leader. Then was sold into slavery and then sent to prison. But then he became ruler after interpreting a dream. Is there a possibility? Let me ask you this. Is there a possibility that God will fail to fulfill his vision? No. Why does he let then the vision die? Well, let's go back to Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 29. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Well, let me ask you again. Do you really believe this verse is true? Are you sure? How do you handle difficult circumstances? Well, let's take a peek at Joseph. In this chapter, things begin to work, go slowly toward Joseph's promotion. Again, verses 1 through 4. It came to pass after these things that the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief butler and the chief baker. So he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard in the prison, the place where Joseph was confined. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them. And he served them, so they were in custody for a while. The butler and the baker were placed under Joseph's supervision. Another prisoner. They became witnesses of his ability to interpret dreams. Why were they in prison? Well, a couple of things to notice at this point. Who placed them with Joseph? I mean, you got to compare it with chapter 39, verse 1. It was Potiphar. What does it mean? God is at work. I wonder what the captain really thought about the accusation of his wife against Joseph. How did Joseph get this position? Well, it was God. But why? Why did this happen to Joseph? In order to further develop godly character in preparation for leadership. Just consider three examples. Compassion. Verses 6 and 7. And Joseph came to them in the morning and looked at them and saw that they were sad. And so he asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him in the custody of his Lord's house, saying, "Why do you look so sad today?" He showed compassion. Faithfulness, regardless of reaction. Verse 8, they said to him, "We each have had a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." And so Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell them to me, please." Listen, a minister delivering a message of God as God's servant doesn't know how it will be received. Some are exhorted in their faith. Some are exposed in their sin. So, Joseph showed compassion. Joseph demonstrated faithfulness and discretion. There's no expression of bitterness. Verses 14 and 15. "But remember me when it's well with you, and please show kindness for me, to me. Make mention of me to Pharaoh, get me out of this house, for indeed I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews. And also, I have done nothing here that they should put me in the dungeon. No mention of his brother's evil act. No mention of his master's wife's false accusation. No mention of his master's wrong judgment. What is an important lesson for us to learn from Joseph here? Be careful when arguing your own case. The purpose is to state or prove your innocence, not to declare the guilt of others. How do you handle difficult circumstances? Do you continue to serve faithfully, like Joseph? Listen, it's hard to regroup in faith, but it can be easy to retreat in the flesh. When pressures, persecutions, or problems arrive in your life, let me ask you, what is the first thing to go? Bible study? Worship? Fellowship with other Christians? Or even God Himself? We said Joseph saw death of a vision. Actually, he experienced double death of his vision. He was sold into slavery, and as if that was not enough, he then ended up in prison. Talk about tough times. Chapter 40 ends with even more disappointment for Joseph, because verse 23 reads, the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. What ingratitude! The thief on the cross asked Jesus to remember him, but Joseph asked the butler to remember him. What's the moral of that story? Don't place your hopes in man who disappoints, but in God who writes the final chapters. God's goal is to develop Christ-like character. Satan's goal is to fulfill God's vision with human effort. Ishmael, Abraham, tried to produce the heir by his own ways with Sarah's idea. Listen, the path of God's plan takes some unexpected turns. John chapter 12, verses 23 and 24. But Jesus answered them, saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. Grain, the vision of a wheat harvest. It dies and it rots. And then a harvest comes later in God's time. What vision has God given you in service for Him? Has that vision died? How are you handling it? A second death may be on the way, because God is developing Christ-like character in you. Listen, the path of God's plan takes some unexpected turns. Some are painful, and some don't make any sense. But God fulfills dead visions. Trust Him. Trust Him. You have a great day.